State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity for Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. As you may know from all the pictures on Facebook, most kids in Michigan went back to school yesterday. I used the occasion to check back in at Congress Elementary in Grand Rapids, a school we profiled in a radio documentary last year. I visited with one of the kids featured in that documentary, a new fourth grader named Musa. On the last lazy Sunday of summer, Musa lays down on the living room floor to play with his cat Romeo. Later that day, there will be shopping for school clothes and maybe some time to play. But for now, Musa just hangs out, not using any more energy than is absolutely necessary.
Tell me about your summer.
It was all right.
What'd you do?
Nothing really. I just really played outside.
Yeah? Did you have fun?
Yep.
Did you forget everything you learned in third grade?
Nope.
When I ask if he's looking forward to going back to school, he just says, a little. Musa is a bright kid and a great student, but his dad, Jafari Muya, tells me Musa, the soon-to-be fourth grader, is like most kids his age. He'd rather play than be in school.
So sometimes when I push him to sit down and read the book, just he look and I go around, just he go outside and play. So
Muya, who came to the U.S. as a refugee of the Somalian Civil War, faces a problem most parents face. When he leaves the room, his son ditches the schoolwork and goes out to play. Still, Musa has dreams. Last fall, he told me he wants to be a soccer player, a teacher, and an engineer. Over the last year, he's gotten more interested in engineering. He likes video game design. He likes electric cars, especially the Chevrolet Volt, which he's seen a few times around town. Musa says he'd like to work on something like that.
It's going to take, like, a lot of work.
And that work, for the time being, means going to fourth grade. Tuesday morning, Musa was in the cafeteria at Congress Elementary in Grand Rapids, eating breakfast with a friend. Principal Bridget Cheney walked around, greeting kids and parents, catching up on their summers.
Very good. I missed you. I'm glad you're back.
One of the reasons I first came to this school a year ago is because, on paper, Congress Elementary doesn't seem like the kind of place that is preparing the engineers of the future. On standardized tests, students at Congress have lower overall scores than at many other schools in the nearby suburbs. That may be because students at Congress come from families with lower incomes and from parents with less education than at those suburban schools. But Congress beats those other schools in other measures. Scores are low, but they're improving at a more rapid pace than at the supposedly high-quality schools. And the state of Michigan recently released school rankings based on a color-coded system. Congress Elementary had the second highest ranking possible, lime green, and just one missed data point away from the highest ranking, which is just regular green. All of these ways of slicing and dicing the info can get confusing for parents and for the community. But Principal Bridget Cheney sees the signs of success that she hopes to build on this year.
No matter how you slice it, we are moving on up.
A few minutes later, the school year begins.
Morning, fourth graders.
And with it, a new hope for kids like Musa, for all kids who really just want to play, but who have dreams for the future that will require work. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.